Speaking with us today from studios in Montreal, trumpeter Paul Rakello, whose latest release is called The Enlightened Trumpet, works by Haydn, Hummel, Telemann, and Leopold Mozart. The release on Sony Classical. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on the wonderful new CD.
Thank you so much.
I'm reading reviews that have been given over the years. You've been the principal trumpet with the Montreal Symphony since 1995. Hailed as the new Maurice André, a spectacular soloist, a most impressive master of the instrument, whose talents knows no limits. Some pretty rarefied air and some fine compliments. Was Maurice André a hero of yours when you were starting out as a young player?
Big time. Big time. He's a legend, and, you know, his interpretations of many of these concertos that are recorded were the basis for me, you know, starting out when I was a kid.
You made your New York debut with at Lincoln Center, with the New World Symphony under Michael Tilson Thomas, but have had the chance to work with many, many conductors, including Leonard Bernstein, Charles Dutoit, Lauren Mazel, Sir George Schulte, Zubin Mehta, and others. I wonder, when you approach, especially in reference to this latest disc, which has the very familiar and classic works for the instrument, in particular the Haydn and the Hummel concertos, working with different conductors, do they approach you as soloist with any suggestions on what they hear for phrasing, for tempo, or do they want to adapt more to the interpretation that you are bringing to the recording or perhaps to the concert stage? What is that give and take like when you go to work with an orchestra under a particular conductor?
Well, I've had a lot of different experiences with that. You know, normally we will meet if I'm flying in to with a different orchestra. We'll have a meeting before the first rehearsal with the conductor, and we'll discuss certain tempi. In some cases, I'll even play with a pianist for the conductor, just so that they'll hear the interpretation, so we don't have to talk so much about it, they just hear it. But I'm very open to discussion about different styles of interpretation. Sometimes, you know, different orchestras play in different ways. I just finished another recording session that hasn't been released yet, but in Moscow with the Russian National Orchestra. And we were doing Russian trumpet concertos. So that's a very different style than obviously the Haydn, Hummel, Telemann, and Leopold Mozart. And the conductor and I, you know, we did have a discussion about how that orchestra plays and how these concertos can, we can adapt it to their style of playing. So I'm open-minded. The only thing is that when we prepare a concerto, we have our tempos and volume and so forth already aligned. We've been doing it for many, many months. So some of it, you know, maybe has to stay within those confines, but I'm certainly open to other ideas as well.
These familiar works will be a part of an upcoming tour you have with the English Chamber Orchestra here into April of 2020. As you approach these works, not only for the new CD, but for the upcoming tour, what does the voice, the phrasing, the experience, and the worldview, if you will, of younger Paul Merkelow to now the not old, but older artist in terms of approaching these? What do these works say to Paul Merkelow today?
Now, that's a good question. I mean, you know, I've been studying and teaching and performing these works for a very, very, very long time. But to be quite honest with you, I feel it's only now that I really understand what my interpretation is, which is probably based on a lot of recordings that I grew up being inspired by. But I can say that, you know, I have my idea based on practicing them, based on studying them, based on teaching them of how I want it to go right now. And that's kind of a fun feeling to go into performance, which can be a rather somewhat hostile situation, you know, just in terms of nerves and adrenaline. But to be able to stand with 2 feet on solid ground, knowing that this is the interpretation that at this moment in time I feel confident about.
Also coming up this year, working with the Melbourne Symphony and Gabriela Ortiz, a new concerto that has been commissioned, that will be written for you. When you approach new works, modern works, in commissions like these, do you hear echoes of a Haydn or a Hummel? How does one escape the shadow of these works that have withstood the long test of time to come up with something fresh, or are they able to turn a little homage or a reference back to the foundations of the feature solo masterpieces for the instrument?
Well, Gabriella and I have had several discussions already. The concerto, she hasn't even started to write it yet. It's very, very preliminary stages. But we did have a very nice chat about the trumpet and how it relates to, you know, different styles of music. So, I mean, I feel that the trumpet is one of the most, I'm a little biased here, but it's one of the most flexible instruments stylistically. Of course, we know that its prominence in jazz, but all varying degrees of world music and jazz too. You know, it's a very popular instrument in Latin jazz and more sort of like blues and ballad and things like that, and bebop, and we have so many different colors and sounds that contrast so directly with music of Telemann and Leopold Mozart. That's a complete, you know, other side of the world stylistically. But I like to believe that within a single concerto, we don't even have to call it a concerto, within a single work for trumpet, that you can embody different colors and tones and styles, even on the same instrument. So yes, I think that the grassroots of classical trumpet playing, we have to talk about the Haydn and the Hummel as being, you know, these are this is the standard of classical trumpet playing. But also we have to take into account the incredible flexibility that's demanded in the world of jazz and the rhythmic element that the trumpet, percussive element the trumpet can bring too. So that's what Gabriella and I talked about. Can we combine all of that into a single work? And that's obviously something very challenging, but something very inspiring for me to think about.
Spiegel Online in Germany actually made reference to that same point, saying, you know, quote, no limits between Baroque and jazz music. So it's interesting that you draw that parallel. Paul Merkello speaking with us from studios in Montreal. Are you then seeking out different composers when you feel a pull in one direction or one style of music for another? You say with this work with Gabriella that you feel that you want a fusion of many different styles, but do you seek out different composers when you are perhaps pulling in one direction or another to what that composer might bring, that what he or she might bring to a particular a composition that's being written for you?
Yeah, I mean, even, I mean, the way it usually starts for me is that I have somebody in mind that may not even know me, but somebody that I really like the way they write, and I'd like to think as much outside the box as well. Currently, you know, I have a few composers, you know, on my wish list that I'd love to approach. And, you know, if they would be open to the conversation, that's very exciting and inspiring for me. But sometimes I get approached also, or somebody approaches the orchestra here to write something for me. And then we have a discussion, a very honest discussion about, hey, what are we trying to achieve here? What's frustrating is to maybe have a new work done and it's a one and done, you know, just the premiere happens and then it's never performed again. And that's kind of sad to put in so much effort, both from the composer and the artist perspective, and then not, you know, that doesn't have legs, it doesn't go beyond that premiere. So that's something that I'm very actively trying to encourage, is that, okay, if we're going to make a new work, let's write something, let's do something that's going to, you know, be able to be performed quite often, and hopefully that people will really enjoy and find interesting.
Well, it's a fabulous recording of the Haydn, the Hummel, the Telemann, and Leopold Mozart works on your new release, The Enlightened Trumpet. And certainly, I know audiences will be thrilled as you tour with that and the English Chamber Orchestra. And I will echo your sentiments. I hope that the collaboration with Gabriella and Melbourne will transform not only to a wonderful premiere on stage, but to a recording and the ability to take that out on the road as well. For all of that, and future recording projects and all of the education work that you do. Many exciting things certainly ahead. And Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, being so gracious with your time today. A pleasure to catch up with you, and all the best as you move forward.
Thank you. Much appreciated.